Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. First thing before you do anything, God is the reason we slept at night and we were able to wake up in the morning. Many slept that did not wake up. Let God be the first thing, the first priority. Go to your prayer altar for your quiet time for the day. You may sit down, lie down, kneel down, stand up, pace up and down, assume whatever posture is convenient for you to pour out your heart to God. Listen to Turning Point with rapt attention. Let nothing disturb you when you are listening to Turning Point. Then meditate and engage in whatever faith prophetic action we will be asked to take for the day. After listening to Turning Point audio, read the Turning Point prayer booklet. Do the short Bible study there for the day. If you subscribe, it shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome to Sunday, the 29th day in September 2024. One day more. This month will be over. 24 hours are enough for God to do a wonder and drop your desires. Now open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen. I receive it. This is your day. God will come through for you this day in different ways. This shall not be just ordinary another Sunday or another weekend. It shall be a Sunday and a weekend with a difference. I see God closing this month for you with sweet memories of good news and remembrances from high quarters. TPGF members, this is what I am hearing in my spirit. This is what I have seen in the spirit for TPGF members and Turning Point listeners worldwide. As I begin to decree and declare what I am seeing and perceiving in my spirit, please be responding with amen. I receive it by faith where you are. I see every TPGF member set free from debt, indebtedness. I see you set free from satanic oppression. I see all TPGF members that truly are committed and devoted to this platform. I see God turn your challenges to testimonies. I see tears wiped off your eyes, replaced with laughter. I see you decorated and celebrated. I see the marriageable singles, male and female, supernaturally and divinely connected to their God-ordained spouses. I see the burden of your heart lifted. I see help and assistance you desire come for you from far and near, from local and global. I see God change your result upward and forward. I see sicknesses and diseases by whatever name leave your body system and never to return back there. I see you sent for, invited, and blessed from high places. I see all TPGF members, the family, you are marked out by the blood of Jesus as a touch not for the evil one. I see you shining like stars and glowing like the noonday sun. I see God fight your battles. You are not fighting, but you are winning. You are not struggling, but things are moving. Be responding by saying amen, I receive it. I see poverty, you completely broken forever. I see waiting mothers taking a pregnancy between October and November. The remaining days this year shall be filled with good news and pleasant surprises. Some people talk of evils in ember months. So shall be far from your household. I see divine speed attached to you in all you do. I see you live a long life to see to your second, third, and fourth generations. I see you succeed in all your assignments and programs on fly from now on. No more failures, no more setbacks, no more losses, and no more regrets in Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, and amen. Yes, so shall it be. You will soon be giving us powerful testimonies concerning this on this platform. September 29th celebrants, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Oh, be blessed. God will surprise you and raise people to remember you, to bless you for these bad days. You will live long and live well to fulfill your days in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right, listeners, this is day 14 of our question and answers and teachings, practical teachings. Let's receive today's teachings, and the first one today is this. Daddy, my husband is not happy that I am making it more than him. He has stopped eating my food, no longer sleeping in the room. He has been beating me before our 19 and 17-year-old children. The children don't like it. Now, my son is saying, I should pack out and go. Daddy, he is a pastor in, you wrote the name of the church, but will not mention church name on air. What should I do, sir? Wow. If this is true, if it's a true story, I feel for you. Well, the truth is that only a few husbands do not feel envious and jealous or threatened or have inferiority complex when their wife's career or businesses are doing much more better than theirs, when their wives are more financially buoyant or famous or more known than them. But such men are making mistakes, and I want all husbands to listen to me. You should support your wives, especially if she is the humble and submissive type. Then work harder and add more value to your own life and careers so you can also come up. The wife should also give all the necessary encouragement for such husbands to come up, and also don't make them feel inferior or that look like a failure. In an ideal marriage, when what each partner has, you both have it, and you will bequeath them or your children when your life is over. There should be no envy, jealousy, or inferiority complex in marriage. I say to my wife jokingly, but sincerely, quite from time to time when we are joking, I will say to her, whatever you have and you, I own both of you. And we will laugh, and she will respond by saying, Abio in Yoruba. That is their dialect, and that means, yes, so. Except for this violence or the beating aspect, I will not ask you to pack out. Rather, let his senior pastors, his superior pastors, since he's a pastor in the church that you mentioned, let them hear of it and intervene. Then engage in warfare prayers, as we have taught us here. If you pack out, will your children also pack out with you? He will visit the frustrations on the children if left behind. And if you take them along, his frustration and miserableness will terribly increase. And only God knows what he can do to himself and to you and the children. But if the beating and the threat to life still continued after the senior pastors and the church authority intervention, then you will have to run for your dear life. But I hope with prayers and the church intervention, it will stop all that, and even it will change. Next, good morning, Daddy. I'm a young widow with 4 children. I lost my husband some years ago, and my former pastor said, God said I am his wife, because his wife has left him, and my spirit does not like him at all. What should I do, sir? Wow, run. Run away completely from this man. Politely and respectfully, tell him no, a firm no. What? Your wife left you, or you left your wife? Now saying, God said to a widow woman, no, no, no. All these so-called servant of God hiding under God said to bully, to threaten the members. God did not tell this man anything. His flesh, his greed, and his sexual drive spoke to him, wanting to take advantage of a young widow. No. Good enough, you said, your former pastor. That suggests to me that you are no longer under his spiritual authority. And even if you are there, leave that church today, not tomorrow, and prayerfully locate another good church. I'm sure if we can get the wife that left him, or that she left, and talk, that woman, we will hear and win from that woman. That woman will have a lot of story to tell. I want to say to my dear fellow pastors, my colleagues in ministry, listening to me in this council, please, let's hold on to the tenet of faith and the true word of God. Let's not take advantage of our vulnerable members in any way, financially or maritally or in any other way. Remember that those of us that are called by God shall receive double judgment at the judgment seat of Christ. All members, please be praying for we pastors. No pastor should take advantage of vulnerable members. Let's take one more. Many people are still on these teachings on the food intake for healthiness. Now, I'm about to release a book titled Wisdom for Good Health and Longevity by Femi Emmanuel. That's me. So the book will be out in few days. Please get ready to obtain your own and for your loved ones. Health is wealth. Let's hear these two quick ones as we close. Daddy, you said you don't eat oil and salt. How do you prepare your moimoi? And I learned that human being must eat salt. Thank you, sir. More anointing. Another one. Daddy, does it mean you don't take solid food at all? Wow. Much of our food contains salt already. It is the table salt, sodium chloride, that we should abstain from, or just take a little pinch of it if we must eat salt. At 40 and above, reduce drastically your salt intake, the sodium chloride, or stop it altogether, as some of us have done. There is salt already in many of our food. Then my solid food, moimoi and vegetable. Is that not solid enough? Cooked beans and vegetable. Non-fatty potato, boiled and vegetable. Boiled non-ripe banana and vegetable. Vegetable and salt in all that I eat. I think that is solid enough, isn't it? I eat twice a day when not fasting. At my age, it should not be more than that. I eat cashew nut, not seasoned with anything. I take blended fruit, 75 cl per day, 9 different blended fruit together, which my wife prepare, and that itself is food. If you take blended fruit, you hardly be hungry. Then 3 liters of water daily, sipped all throughout the day, as I have told you. You will read much more in the book that is about to be released. There are 3 key issues or 3 key areas of life that we must pay attention to. Our health, wealth, and marriage. Please read books on this subject. If you can get it right on these 3 aspects of life, you will live a pleasant life. Well, please relay, forward this to all on your contact so that they can also hear and learn. From tomorrow, it shall be testimonies. Send or resend your testimonies. Month is ending. So if you are a monthly tither, personal or corporate tithe, battle, thanksgiving, partnership, commitment, seed, and the seed of 999 we are sowing this month. Please sow it. In October, we shall move to 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. For the commission's account details, send a chart of request to +234 8009 789 4000. For TPGF members in United Kingdom doing your own in pound sterling, send a chat message or send me the HSBC account to 074-111-28401. Do so now. I prophesy upon everyone today, you will end this month well and start the new month strong. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a pleasant day. Bye.